to start with that more on Hurricane Milton continuing to churn towards the west coast of Florida. It is now a Cat 4 hurricane. Was 5 yesterday. It's down, but it is still strong enough at 140-mile-an-hour sustained winds.
All you can hope is that this thing just gets weaker and weaker.
But yeah, that something wind shears, something tears something it apart, happens. But that has not happened yet. Thousands of people in the path of the storm are evacuated. We are joined now, Amy Lynch. Amy lives in Orlando. It's about an hour and a half inland from where the storm is expected to make landfall tomorrow night near Tampa, St. Pete. Amy's with us right now. Amy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I would much rather be with you eating funnel cake.
Funnel cakes, clear
Come
skies, and 80 degrees, which is
right.
A lot better than what you're expecting. And I know that a lot of Florida is still recovering from Hurricane Helene. How did you guys come out during that storm?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we're getting the brunt of both sides. We live in Orlando, our primary residence, but we actually have a place right where Helene carried the most destruction, over in Madeira Beach, which is in between St. Pete and Clearwater on the west coast. And unfortunately, us, along with our community, we lost everything. We had 3 feet of water in the house. We had a storm surge that was well over 6 to 8 feet, depending on where you were. So that part of it was, we were still recovering. And honestly, it's like a war zone over there. You would think you were in a different, you know, a third world country. We have debris scattered everywhere. We have appliances on the street. We have mattresses all over the place. And then we hear that we are getting hit with another storm. So to say that Florida is on edge right now is quite the understatement, for sure.
You guys, I saw pictures yesterday of people trying to get out of Tampa, St. Pete, and your area as well, around Orlando, and all those interstates headed north. They're gridlocked. I mean, what are you guys going to do?
Yeah, so, I-4 that runs in between Tampa and Orlando is a nightmare on any given day. And so you add in, this is the biggest evacuation we've had since 2017. So it's really, people are crowding the streets. It's still, 75 going north is still bumper to bumper. In Orlando, we're right downtown. So we're going to expect some winds, probably like 80 to 100 miles an hour, the gusts can be. And so in downtown Orlando, we've got all these great oak trees. It's very non-Florida-like. So we're worried about losing power. We were able to get a generator, so we've got that. So my teenager will be happy. But, yeah, we're staying put because, not only do we have this property, but we do have that other property. And we're just hoping that, it's like you guys said, if it can weaken a little bit, that would be the best case scenario.
You kind of touched on this. How is the mood of people out there? Are they just exhausted from this? Are they banding together? How's it?
Oh, yeah, great question. So, unfortunately, it takes, a time of tragedy or disaster, right, to really see somebody's true potential. But I got to say, all the communities are banding together. Everybody's helping each other. Yeah, our patience is running very, very thin. We're all kind of in a fog, but we're in a fog together. And so there's been many times where, your neighbor just reaches out and they're like, just asking, did you evacuate? Are you okay? Do you have what you need? And there's been tons of people that, for the West Coast, they all lost their vehicles because they got flooded. So they can't get out. And so it's been this really great bonding where people are, doing carpools to get people out. So I would say, in the stores, they're a little cagey, but everybody still is looking out for each other.
Well, that's my next question. What are the stores like? Are they cleaned out?
Yeah, they're pretty. I mean, again, here in Orlando, we're going to expect the winds, we have Publix is here, and so we have all the shelves are gone of water and toilet paper and, canned goods. So, yeah, we're pretty wiped out, and so I think peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are in our near future.
Listen, Amy, stay safe, and best of luck to you guys. Our thoughts are with you. Everyone in Florida as this storm moves in. Amy Lynch lives in Orlando. It's just inland from Tampa, St. Pete, and that is where that Tampa, St. Pete could take a direct hit from this storm, which is almost a Category 5 right
now. You
know,
what's amazing to me is that they haven't had a direct hit in over 100 years, and you're looking at that. I would think that I'm sure they've gotten a lot of tropical storms and heavy rain systems and stuff, but a direct hit from a hurricane hasn't happened in over 100 years. 1921.
It may be about to. Late tomorrow evening is when it is supposed to make landfall somewhere around Tampa, St. Pete.